Bijan Robinson signs record-breaking extension with Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons have agreed to a contract extension with running back Bijan Robinson. The deal makes Robinson the highest-paid running back in NFL history and ends a week-long hold-in, where he did not participate in practice. Robinson is one of the premier dual-threat running backs in the game, and his deal paves the way for other stars seeking new deals. Robinson reposted the NFL's Instagram post detailing the extension on Tuesday morning, writing, "God, this is for you. Blessings. Love this team and this city." Robinson, the number 8 pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, had 2,298 total yards in 2025 with 11 touchdowns and was named first-team All-Pro. He has 34 total TDs in 51 career games. Head coach Kevin Stefanski discussed the deal at a press conference before practice on Tuesday. "I know you guys saw the news on Bijan," he said. "Obviously very excited for him, excited for us, just knew throughout this whole process that it would be a process, and felt good about where we were, but I think everybody understands how we feel about Bijan the person and Bijan the player." Stefanski described his relationship with Robinson during the negotiations as amicable, with both sides understanding each other. Robinson also returned to practice Tuesday after staging a hold-in during the first week of training camp. Social media videos from Falcons beat reporters showed him on the field without his helmet and not doing drills with the other running backs. Stefanski said the coaching staff will ramp up his workload in practice over the next week or so. According to Spotrac, the extension is 3 years, $66.75 million with a maximum value of $75 million and $51 million in guaranteed money. It is the largest running back contract in the NFL in terms of both total value, surpassing Miami Dolphins running back Devon Achane's 4-year, $64 million contract signed earlier this year, and average annual value, surpassing the record-setting $20.6 million per year the Philadelphia Eagles gave Saquon Barkley in 2026. It is also second in the league in total guarantees behind Arizona Cardinals RB Jeremiah Love's fully guaranteed $53 million rookie contract. The extension does not come into effect until 2027. The Falcons picked up the fifth-year option on Robinson's contract in April. Robinson has been one of the league's most consistently productive all-purpose backs since he was drafted out of Texas with the 8th overall pick in the 2023 NFL Draft. In his rookie season, he carried the ball 214 times for 976 yards and 4 touchdowns. He added 58 carries for 487 yards and 4 receiving TDs. He was named to the Pro Football Writers of America All-Rookie Team for his performance. In 2024, he had 304 carries for 1,456 yards and 14 rushing scores. He caught 61 passes for 431 yards and a touchdown. He won his first Pro Bowl selection. In 2025, he rushed 287 times for 1,478 yards and 7 touchdowns. He added 79 receptions for 820 yards and 4 TDs. He was named to the Pro Bowl again and earned a first-team All-Pro selection as a running back and a second-team nod as an all-purpose player. Robinson's deal also has implications for the rest of the league. Two other top-tier players at the position, Detroit Lions RB Jahmyr Gibbs and Indianapolis Colts RB Jonathan Taylor, are also seeking commitments from their respective teams. Lions head coach Dan Campbell reacted to the deal Tuesday. "I think it's certainly not going to hurt," he said. "But we'll see. I'm anxious to get Gibbs back out there. Every day that goes by, that's another day that you feel like you miss with him, and getting him out there with the guys, and him doing his part. But there again, man, it'll get done when it gets done." Taylor saluted Robinson for the work he puts in during the offseason, and said the contract is an indicator of where the market and value of running backs is going. He also believes it portends well for his situation. "I've got to go talk to my agent, too," he said. "I've got to go talk to him and see where things are at. I've been trying to just focus on getting better, making sure I'm staying in shape. I have faith. So I'm going to tap in and check in with him now that you guys broke the news to me."